Hi, and welcome to this Samsung Galaxy Watch demo using Voice Assistant. And in this demo, I want to show you a couple of things about time on the Galaxy Watch. And the first thing I want to show you is the really cool little feature on how the analog utility watch face has the sound of a ticking watch on it. So if I wake up my watch here by just pressing the home button, have a listen to this. This is just on the watch face itself. And that's the watch ticking. That's just digital, of course. It's lovely. And of course, a person can't really hear it. If I take the watch away from the mic and I've just got my hand on my lap, you can't hear the watch ticking. You've really got to hold it up to your ear to be able to hear it. And of course, when the watch goes to sleep, it times out after a minute, or I just turn it off with my hand putting it over the screen, it's gone. Okay, so no more ticking. So when you wake the watch up by pressing the home button, the ticking's back. Really, really cool. Alright, so if you don't have the analog utility watch face running, if I do a one finger double tap and hold on the watch face screen.
It is 12:32. Watch faces. You can select uninstall or reorder watch faces.
Okay, and I flick to the right.
Analog utility, page 1 of 14.
So you can tell it's the first
watch
one I've got.
Watch face currently in use.
So analog watch face utility, watch face currently in use. If I flick to the right.
Large, page 2 of 14. Double tap to select this watch face, large font watch face.
Okay, so let's say I selected the large watch face, so double tap.
It is 12:32 p.m.
Okay, no ticking sound. So get it back, one finger double tap and hold again.
It is 12:33, watch faces. You can select uninstall or reorder watch faces.
So flick to the right.
Large, page 1 of 14. Watch face currently in use.
Flick to the right again.
Analog utility, page 2 of 14.
So back to
double tap to select this watch face.
Back to analog watch utility, so double tap.
It is 12:33 p.m.
And you can tell it's the right one straight away because we've got the ticking back. So that's the analog utility watch face that does the ticking sound, as if you're using an old-fashioned wind-up watch, which is very cool. The second thing I wanted to show you is to do with voice assistance. So if I do a two-finger triple tap, so two fingers three times, one, two, three.
Current time, 12:34 p.m. 63% battery. Signal strength, zero. Service type, unknown.
Okay, don't worry about the service type and the signal strength because I haven't got my watch set up for mobile data at the moment. And besides the battery level, it also gave me the time. And that's all well and good, but if you want to get private time, as in don't yell it out that you're checking the time, besides wearing Bluetooth headphones, if I do a two-finger tap on the screen, the long vibration for 10 and the two short pulse vibrations for minutes, so it's one long pulse is 10, two short pulses is 2, which means it's 12 o'clock something. So I'm going to do it again, two-finger touch on the screen. Okay, 12, and you probably guessed it, if I do two fingers twice, okay, so three long pulses is 3, and I've just forgotten how many short pulses there were, let's say 5, so that's 3, 5, so 35, so 35 minutes past 12, so let me just do it again, so two fingers twice, 1, 2, okay, I'm probably this time. 5. I was right the first time. So it's 12:35. That's two-finger touch will give you the hour, and a two-finger double tap will give you the minutes. So a long vibration for tens and a short vibration for minutes. And then the other time function I want to show you, and again, it's something besides the digital watch ticking, which the Apple Watch would do, and that is an hourly chime on the watch that you can set up. If I go and press my home button, so I've woken up the watch, as you can hear it ticking, press the home button again.
Apps, rotate bezel to navigate apps. Page 1 of 3.
And I'm just going to flick with my finger, actually. Flick to the right rather than use the bezel.
Settings.
Double tap on settings.
Settings.
And so flicking to the right.
Settings. Watch faces, watch faces, watch always on. Sound and vibration. Sound mode. Volume. Ringtone.
I'm going to go to sound mode.
Sound and vibration.
And I'm going to flick down to ALE chime.
Sound and vibration. Sound mode. Sound. Vibrate with sound. For calls and notifications, switch on. Volume. Vibration intensity. Strong. Long vibration. For calls and notifications, switch on. Ringtone. Rising star. Ringtone vibration. Cricket. Notification sound. Handbell. Notification vibration. Basic. Touch sounds. Switch on. Looking for this. Head. Do not disturb. Theater mode. Hourly chime.
Okay, it's right down the bottom. Now, there's probably somewhere else you can find this, but I just go into this one. It tends to work. So double tap on that.
Hourly chime.
And then I flick to the right.
Hourly chime. Hourly chime. Every hour. Switch on.
Okay, so mine's currently on, so I turn it off. And then turn it back on again. This is the sound you'll hear every hour. Which is really cute. I'm going to turn it off again. And here's the sound again. Okay, so depending on how loud you've got your volume, it's quite a discreet chime. I've got my volume at the moment quite loud because I'm doing all these recordings. Press my home button to go back home.
It is 12:39 p.m.
And put my hand in the watch face.
Screen turned off.
Now, of course, simply press your home button and actually tap your watch face with one finger.
It is 12:40 p.m.
It's also going to read out the time to you, isn't it? So that's also pretty good as well. So there we go. That's fiddling around with the time on the Galaxy Watch. And just one final note, if you do use, and this is only something that I've just found out very recently, and I can't believe I actually missed this, but if you have direct access turned on, which I'll get to another demo, but basically if you go into settings, accessibility, direct access, and turn accessibility mode on and have voiceover on as the option to turn the voice assistant screen reader on or off. And by the way, that apparently also works when you're setting up the actual Galaxy Watch for the first time. I haven't tried it. So two fingers three times to toggle voice assistant on when you're setting it up. Of course, that's going to conflict with the two finger triple tap that you do for getting the time and battery level. Because direct access is two fingers three times to toggle voice assistant on and off. And it's also two fingers three times for the time, battery level, and your service status. But anyway, that will do me for this demonstration. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.